This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Well, welcome back to what I would consider an official insanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And yeah, we've got a lot to get through today. Xander Gibb joins us in a, Sam Sorbo is going to be with us right after the break. Now, we're getting out on, mostly, I mean, for me anyway, on what we refer to as terrestrial radio. Like radio stations. Go look around you. Find the stations local to you. Support the local stations if they support your principles. I would support them if they don't. Most of the stations I'm on support our principles. So don't be afraid. Open your mouth. Call the station. Call the station owner, the manager, whoever, and say, hey, I want this show on the air here. I want you to have Joe Messina and The Real Side on the air here. So on the panel, you're going to find Pam Popper. She's co-founder of the Make America Free Again. Also, Dr. Brian Artis. He's the CEO of Artis Labs. And Clay Clark. He's been on my show before. He's the host of Thrive Time Show. And I think you'll find, look at it again. It's asking the right questions, right? Not the stuff that you see on TV, stuff that you see on TV. Now, Pam is a co-founder of Make America Free Again and an internationally recognized expert on nutrition, medicine, and health, and a co-founder of Executive Director of Wellness Forum Health. Now, Pam's also a lobbyist and public policy expert. She's continually works towards changing the laws that interfere with patients' rights. You know, we talk about that on the Liberty Health Share nights, don't we? On a regular basis. Why is, why don't you want to take control of your health care needs, of how you're going to be taken care of? That's a gimme, isn't it? Dr. Brian Artis, now in early 2020, Artis lost his father-in-law because of ill-advised hospital protocols. And since that time, Artis has been on a mission to help educate the public about the dangers to Americans in many of our institutions of health. As CEO of Artis Labs, Dr. Artis hopes to inform and inspire those who struggle with personal health issues, deliver real research and applicable information. And that's what we need. We need the information to move out on. And Clay Clark will be joining us, too, for at least a segment or two. He's written a book called A Fear Unmasked. You got to go check it out. Fear Unmasked. And I think it's available via audio right now, too. Just go ahead and Google it. You'll find it whether it's on Amazon or some other, source. He's also putting on a program. I think it's April. Come on, Joe. You knew this when you walked in here. I think it's April. Well, here you go. April 16th and 17th at Rhema Bible College. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you've got some great speakers. There'll be some really great speakers there. Mike Lindell is going to be there as well. Mike's story is great. I mean, if you really care about someone who really gave his life to God, really turned himself around after doing that, that's a big deal. But you got people like, you know, again, Mike Lindell's going to be there. Linwood's going to be there. General Michael Flynn will be there as well. Sidney Powell. I mean, you got an all-star lineup. I don't know some of these people. I'm the old guy in the room, so I don't always get it. Dr. Cordy Williams, who obviously spoke here, too, or was on this show a half a dozen times to speak of. But you've got a lot of people that are going to be there. They're going to be able to answer these questions for you. And isn't that what we want? I mean, some of the stuff, not that I can't get on board with. I don't want to get on board with it. Put it that way. Right? I'll let somebody else work at that angle, if you would. But they're all going to talk about the 100% effective treatments and therapies for COVID-19. They're going to prove that the original COVID-19 models that predicted 2.2 million Americans would die. Let me say that again. 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19 were false. They knew they were false. The models were funded by Amazon and Bill Gates. What does that tell you? Right? I mean, and proof that wearing masks makes healthy people sick. But anybody who took, I don't know, biology or health classes in the 70s, yeah, I'm going back that far because I was there, you know this is true. You cannot breathe in your own exhaust. It doesn't work. It's bad for you. It's bad. And look, this is where I say to you, when I say to you, get involved, get engaged, know what's going on, I tell you that so that you will actually get informed, listen to shows like mine, you know, listen to shows that are actually giving you real information on what's happening. Get back it up with facts where you can go get them on your own. And those are the people that you want to connect with. And so that when you're out and you're talking to your friends, you can tell them what the truth is, what the real stats are, what the real numbers are. Right? I mean, otherwise, what are you going to do? You're going to start spewing what you see come across Twitter? Or with some other, you know, again, for lack of a better term, some other right-wing lunatic told you was true or was real? No, get informed. That's why I would say, get informed, get engaged. Don't just be that nut job that's out there screaming from the rooftops what you believe to be truth. So get your notepad out, because I think the next 2 hours are going to go by pretty fast, frankly. And you're going to learn more about COVID than you want to. I'd give you the phone number, but I don't want you calling. Anyway, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website before we get started, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and do so much there. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome to a special edition of The Real Side with Joe Messina. Today we're going to be dealing with COVID-19, or, you know, really what I like to call the un-flu-flu. Seriously. I mean, COVID-19, I've been joking for a long time saying it's a real godsend, and I'll tell you why. We have cured heart disease. We have cured people dying from cancer. We have cured people dying from the seasonal flu. It's a miraculous thing that we've seen come about. So, but I always tell you, you know, don't listen to me. I bring the experts on to speak to. I bring the experts on that you can talk with so that you really know what's going on and you don't have to be a victim of the last tweet that you saw that you believe to be truth, because most of the time it isn't anyhow. So I've asked a few people to join me today. I've got Pam Popper on with us. She is the co-founder of Make America Free Again, an internationally recognized expert on nutrition. I'll have to get with you. Medicine and health, and the founder and executive director of Wellness Forum Health. also the co-author of a new book called COVID Operation. What happened, why it happened, and what's next? Well, I can tell you what's next, but then Dr. Brian Artis joins me, CEO of ArtisLabs.com. Dr. Artis has been on a mission to help educate the public about the dangers to Americans in many of our institutions of health. I can't agree with him more. My wife is a very holistic type of person, and she has enlightened me over the last decade as to where medicine's at and how much damage they actually can do to you. And Clay Clark joins me, host of, now he's been on the show before, he's host of a Thrive Time show and is putting together the Freedom Conference 2021. And before we get rolling into this, Clay, tell people what Freedom Conference is, how they can get involved, and maybe, I don't know, attend virtually or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you this, Freedom Conference has started out in kind of a ridiculous, God-inspired kind of way. You know, Lynn Wood is a friend of mine, the attorney. And I host business conferences every 2 months at my office. And we cap them, guys, at about 200 people, 250 people. They're always sold out. Dr. Artis has been to one of these things. And we never shut down. We don't require masks. We don't social distance. We just pack it out like Pam Popper. You just pack it out. And so what happened is he said, well, you know, I would like to come speak. And who am I to, you know, not let Lynn Wood come speak? Well, then Lynn said he's coming, and General Flynn said he's coming, and more of my patriotic friends said, I'd like to come too. Wow. And so you find yourself with Sidney Powell speaking, and then General Flynn, and then Lynn Wood, and then Mike Lindell. Mike, I just talked to him this week, and he's like, well, can I come? And I go, yeah. And then you got President Trump's photographer, Gene Ho, and Simone Gold, and all of a sudden you go, what am I doing here? I haven't even invited great people like Pam Popper. What am I doing? I mean, these people are just reaching out to us. So before I could get, I mean, just literally, this went from the idea to what it is now in 21 days. 60,000 people requested tickets. I mean, so I happened to consult with Rhema Bible College. I called them and I said, guys, we're probably going to have, I don't know, 5,000 people that need a place to go. Can we rent your facility? Rhema's the only event center that said yes. Rhema Bible College, Rhema Training College, Rhema Christian Church, they said, yeah, absolutely. So we sold out 4,500 seats. We had 60,000 plus people reach out, and we're going to stream it online via Brighteon with Mike Adams, and we're going to stream it via One America News and Epoch Times and NTD and Right Side Broadcast. But the event, if you're marking your calendars, it's on April 16th and 17th. April 16th and 17th, and from 11 o'clock to 9:30, it's going to be streaming, and you can see experts who, just like Dr. Artis and just like Pam here, they know what's going on,
right,
and they're going to explain in great detail. We have three purposes for this event. One, we're going to kill the spirit of fear. We're going to share that the models that said 2.2 million people would die, those are false. Two, we're going to share that the PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of cases. And three, that COVID is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or preventively if you take the right combination of the things that Dr. Artis and Pam can recommend for you. So, again, we're going to kill the spirit of fear. Two, we're going to share the truth so people know what the plan is for the Great Reset and what these idiots like Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, are planning for us, and Al Gore, and these nefarious deep state people. And then reason number three is we want to give people a plan. And so General Flynn and I and other people are putting together a cohesive plan to take back the country state by state, region by region, precinct by precinct. And it's going to require bold people like Dr. Artis and Pam, who are already speaking out, but it's going to require more people to look at Dr. Artis and the Pams of the world as icebreakers. And they're saying, okay, what do I do? And, Joe, we're going to give these people a specific action plan that they can take. And we're all going to have to take time out of our schedule, which is why I'm dressed like I'm homeless today. Someone reached out to me and said, could you be on Joe's show? And I love being on your show. And I'm going, we're setting up for the conference. I mean, we're moving stuff around. So I'm taking a little 30 minutes to be the time out to be at least a talented member of your interview panel today. But I appreciate you allowing me to be here while dressed like a schlub.
Well, I appreciate your time. I got to tell you something. I grew up with Kenneth Hagin. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm very much familiar with Rhema and studied his books, and just it's a great place to be. And matter of fact, when I saw that on the flyer, I said, "Man, maybe I can get out there. We'll see what happens."
Well, you have a media invite from me, and same thing with you, Pam, and same thing with Dr. Artis. So if you guys want to go, We have media passes, and we've got guys like Dr. Keith Rose, or Out of Shadows, Mike Adams, Greg Locke, Melissa Tate, Patrick Byrne. A lot of names people know, Charlene Bollinger, Christian Northrup, Mike Adams. A lot of experts are going to be coming with a media pass as well. And what they're doing is a lot of great content producers are going to be interviewing other content producers. And we were doing the math there, Joe, and if you add up these social media followers, and there is some overlap, obviously, but if you add up the number of followers following the speakers there, you've got a little over half of America represented. So it's going to go far and wide, yeah. And we're hoping that this really is a catalyst. And to quote General Flynn, he told me the other night, he said, Clay, this should be the shot heard around the world if we do it right. And I said, absolutely. So that's what we're working on right now.
Yeah, and I want to get on the show, but I got to tell you something. I hope so. I hope you are waking up our Christian brothers and sisters to get off their butts. And you know, on my show, I say it all the time, get off your knees and do something. Get something accomplished. Support, your local. In my case, I'm a school board member. I need more help from the evening.
Well, Joe, I have good news.
Yeah.
The mayor of the town that I live in three of the five mega churches in my area have all decided to not require masks and have decided to be wide open. And it's only because they're stuck with me. They're clients of mine. They're stuck with me. And they said, you mean the models are false? I go, yeah, the models made by Neil Ferguson and the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute that said 2.2 million people would die. Those are false. And I show them the video of Dr. Deborah Burke saying, perhaps you've seen the models? Those are false, by 25 times. Once they know the truth, they're not scared. But people, Joe, feel like they're dodging a wrench or they're dodging landmines to go to church. They got to quit watching the mainstream media and start listening to you.
I believe in capitalism. We got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to a special edition of The Real Side.
Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen and the congressmen. Boy, I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down their electric blankets tonight. Which if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are currently still in country. Biden says now is the time to end the country's 20-year war.
After consulting closely with our allies and partners, with our military leaders and intelligence personnel, with our diplomats and our development experts, with the Congress and the Vice President, as well as with Mr. Ghani and many others around the world, I concluded that it's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home.
And one person is dead and 12 more are missing after a 190-foot lift boat capsized Tuesday off the coast of Louisiana. The massive vessel capsized in a severe storm with 80 to 90 mile an hour wind gusts recorded. The Coast Guard says they rescued 6 of the 19 people who were aboard at the time of the accident. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak.
We're back at it again, and I want to welcome you to a special edition of The Real Side with Joe Mussina. We are talking with experts today about COVID-19. And truly, you know, I've said to you a million times, we gave it up so easily. You know, and I believe it's a lot of educated people listening to my show and listening to the people I have on the show today. And, you know, when you really look at this, the numbers have never made any sense. Never, never, never. So I've asked a few people to join me today. We'll start off again with Pam Popper. Pam is the co-founder of Make America Free Again. Also her book, COVID Operation, What Happened, Why It Happened, and What's Next. Now, Pam, I want you to give me the 80,000-foot overview of what happened, why it happened, and what's next before we move on.
Okay. So what we're witnessing right now is an episode of medical tyranny. And we've been experiencing medical tyranny in this country for a long time, and it's been going the wrong direction for a long time, okay? So medical tyranny is when a hospital says to a nurse, you can't work here without a vaccine. Medical tyranny is when a psychiatrist says to the parent of a 5-year-old, you'll put him on Risperdal, or I'm calling Child Protective Services. Medical tyranny is when a state passes a law saying that your child must have 57 shots before kindergarten or you can't come to school, all right? And it's been going the wrong direction for a long time. They've been getting away with it. So when this happened, I actually knew what was happening. And you can go back and watch a video that I posted in the first week of March where I predicted everything we're looking at right now. I was right about it. I wish I wasn't right about it. But I said China was behind it. I own a business there. I knew what was going on there. They've done it before, the fake pandemic idea. Back in 1976, the CDC declared a pandemic when there were 5 people with the flu at Fort Dix. You know how 5 people is an epidemic or a pandemic. I mean, for sure, you need a vaccine quickly when 5 people have the flu. So this is the way these people behave, and this is what's going on. And since they've gotten away with it and nobody ever gets punished or loses their job or goes to jail, they do it again and again and again. And so that's why we started Make Americans Free Again. And the first thing we did is look at everything that's been done for the last 35 years that made it go backwards and said, okay, we're not doing that. Okay, let's not do that anymore. Let's go in a different direction. And so we're doing something completely different that has never been done before in terms of overcoming medical tyranny and also assisting in the political movement that Clay was talking about earlier.
Well, you know, when you talk about medical tyranny, you're so right. I have somebody on from Liberty HealthShare on a regular basis on the show, and we talk about your ability to choose who you want, your ability to speak to your doctor, your ability to allow your doctor not to practice insurance, but to actually practice medicine, which is right. What has happened over the decades. We've all seen our parents sit down at the kitchen table, they write a check to the insurance company, and then they hope and pray that they're covered when something goes sideways. And they never really have any input. So there are changes coming, and there are people starting to wake up to this thing. You know, Dr. Byron, you've been on a mission to help educate public about the dangers of Americans in many of our institutions of health, and there are many dangers in there. And again, maybe you could help this too. What happened, why it happened, and what's next? I mean, where do you see the medical industry going?
Well, Pam's exactly right about the medical tyranny part. It's been very obvious to me for decades, and I've been educating my patients and as many people as possible with our podcast show. I just want you to know where I think it's going. I've heard reference to totalitarianism, authoritarianism. I've heard now medical tyranny. It's actually way more obvious than this and way more connective to the general American public. I actually, watching the whole last year, have realized there are several organizations who are actually operating and controlling 300 million Americans exactly the same way that a cult does. Now, I'm not going to be the cult expert here, so I'm going to actually show you a book by Steve Hassan called Freedom of Mind. He's considered America's leading cult expert. In his book, let me read this to you. In his book, he states there's four types of cults: religious, political, therapeutic, and commercial. Now, let me tell you what Steve Hassan in his book on page four says that a political cult needs to do just two steps to be considered a destructive cult. Two things. They need to control the press, number one, and they need to prevent freedom of assembly. I could ask Clay, I could ask Pam, I could ask you, what has the entire medical profession and the media and the government done for the last 15 months that isn't any different than what political cults do, per the cult experts, to control their followers? Mm-hmm. What ways did they prevent assembly, Clay?
Well, I mean, you think about these churches. I mean, when I I'm not going to mention the name of the churches because I don't want to throw any church under the bus, but I can just say when I'm talking to pastors and guys I've talked to at this point, and I'm not exaggerating, I've talked to at this point maybe 1,000 pastors, you know, because I get 5 or 6 a day that reach out. When I talk to them, they're usually calling me from Oregon, where they've been prohibited from assembling, as Dr. Brian discussed, or they are calling me from Washington or California. Pam, you've seen it near you and near me. These pastors haven't been to church for a while, and they're watching Channel 2. They're watching Channel 6. They want to stay informed, right? They want to be safe. They want to be responsible. They don't want to hurt their flock. There's all these buzzwords. And they want to protect her, and then they look to the mainstream pastors, T.D. Jakes and Andy Stanley and Rick Warren, to name a few. And they go, Clay, if the models that said 2.2 million people would die are false, and they've never heard this before, why isn't anybody saying anything? And I say, well, there's a book called The Great Reset, written by Klaus Schwab. It's on Amazon. He's the head of the World Economic Forum, and he's going to explain in great detail what he's going to do. And he says, well, why would he tell us his plan? I'm like, well, why would Adolf Hitler write Mein Kampf? I mean, why? I mean, we can get into that, too. But the plan's right there. It's called The Great Reset. And if anybody listening right now, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, it's free. You go to timetofreeamerica.com, and we lay out some of the issues described in Pam's book. Pam's book goes much deeper, and I know my good friend Dr. Marsh has Pam's book and has referenced it in great detail. Mm-hmm. Ours just kind of hits on the highlights, but the idea is that you might hear it called Event 201. You might hear it called the Rockefeller Plan. You might hear it called The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab, but it's all right there. And it's a plan to
when you said you haven't heard it, okay? The thing that bothers me is, are they living in such their own little holes that they don't pay attention to what's going on around them?
Yes. Yes, and I will say this, that my job as a Christian, and man, this is hard, Joe, is I'm supposed to share the truth with love. So I'm talking to a pastor, and they'll go, why haven't I heard this before? And part of me wants to say, because you're not mentally engaged. I want to say that, but I can't. And I have to say, are you aware of Hebrews? Now, you understand Bible colleges, not Rhema, but Bible colleges, not Rhema, do not teach Hebrews 10:25, that you should not forsake the gathering even as we draw closer to the end. Furthermore, people like Pam and Dr. Artis know that Microsoft has a patent now, W02020020. 020-6-0606. That's W02020-06-0606. Look it up, folks, in Google. Type it in right now. W02020-06-0606. A lot of these pastors, and this is a true story, Joe, they have never read chapter 13 of Revelation.
Oh, I don't,
because that's not taught in Bible school anymore. So they're only into like the, it's like church has become a self-help organization. And when you see that Bill Gates has a cryptocurrency that goes in the human body, a patent for that, and he chose the vanity patent number 060606, and that's what it talks about in Revelation, I mean, either he's evil or he's evil. And when I point out to the pastor, guys, he's trying to block out the sun. And they go, no, he's not. I'm like, just Google it. And when you look at it, so far, three of the five churches in our town that I've talked to, big churches, have ended up saying, you know what, I'm going to open my church. Thank you for your service. And two of them, oh, it did not go well.
Clay, I have lost pastor friends over the fact that I've been pushing them for years to get involved in politics, but not the way we are, per se. But, yeah. you know, you go to Scripture where it says we're supposed to choose godly men to rule over us, in essence. Okay, I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version because of time. And I said, you really think they're gonna, that a heathen is going to rule over us in a godly way? Do you really think that somebody who hates God, doesn't believe in God, is going to rule over us in a godly way?
Well, I'd like
way?
To get Pam's take on this, because Dr. Fauci, if you, I want to get Pam's take, because I know she covers this.
Well,
but his job is called gain of function. That's the kind of research he does, which takes fetal tissues and combines it with naturally occurring coronavirus tissues from a bat or a mouse. I mean, his entire job, wouldn't you agree, Pam, should be banned? I mean, gain of function is nefarious.
All right, well, Pam, don't answer that yet. We got to go for a break. I got to pay for the show if you guys want to write the checks. I mean, I'm okay with that. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
So you want me to sing my praises? Is that what you're saying? Why should I? Well, I'm a master legislator. I am a strategic, politically astute leader. I am leadership is recognized by many around the country, and as I am able to attract the support that I do, which is essential to our election, sad to say.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying televisions.
All right, we're back at it again. I want to welcome to you a special edition of The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure. I want to welcome my guest to the show, Pam Popper, who is a co-founder of Make America Free Again. Also, I've got Dr. Brian Artis with me, CEO of Artis Labs, and Clay Clark, host of Thrive Time Show. And right now, he's putting together the Freedom Conference 2021. We'll talk about that more, too, at the end of the show. Pam, now listen, if you're jumping in on the conversation now, too bad. You'll have to go back and get the whole show and listen to it afterward. So, Pam, again, let's pick up where Clay left off in the last segment.
Yeah, well, Fauci, and there's a chapter in my book called Meet the Players, and if you look at the backgrounds of all these people, they're all criminals, okay? Fauci, Gates, Tedros, I mean, you know, and they're all tied up with one another. They all worked together for a long time. Burks, Redfield, and they've all been in trouble. They've all been in trouble. But Clay brought up Fauci, and he has an interesting background. His first experience was the HIV-AIDS crisis,
right,
when he determined that HIV caused AIDS, a cockamamie idea that wasn't true, And when he found 4,621 people who had AIDS and weren't HIV positive, he moved them to a different data set to get them out of the way. And his own sister said one time, the problem with Tony is once he makes up his mind about something, he won't give it up no matter what the facts say. His own family member said that, okay? So, that whole thing, that's a long story what he did back then, but this gain-of-function thing that Clay brought up, our government outlawed that, said we don't want any more of that. And in 2015, he gave a bunch of money to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and that Wuhan lab, which has been concerned. People all over the world have been saying it's a bioweapons lab for a long time because everybody wears a hazmat suit in there. So he gives money to this Wuhan lab for gain-of-function research. And they were proud of their work. They actually published it in a prestigious medical journal, Nature Medicine, in Europe. And the DNA sequence is there and the whole nine yards. So, and the money is still going to that lab. He has approved more funding to that lab since this started. The President Trump ended the funding back in April of last year. But Fauci has actually gone back to funding that lab again. And Redfield, I don't know if you saw, but Redfield, the head of the CDC, during a press conference recently said that the virus came from the lab. We know it didn't come from the wet market. So even he, now that he's out of office, is saying that the virus came from the lab. Oh, yeah. So, and the Bat Lady's disappeared. We think the Chinese probably killed her. But Ralph Baric is still sitting there at the University of North Carolina, has his job. Like I said, nobody loses their job. Nobody goes to jail. You know, if I did anything wrong, they'd have me in handcuffs in 14 seconds, right? These people work for decades in these jobs and do bad things, and they're still there.
Yeah. I want to point out something too, Pam, just on anecdotal level. If you and I were talking and Joe said, Clay, you got to meet Pam, and Pam, you got to meet Brian. And by the way, folks, Clay over here, he takes baby parts, baby fetuses, you know, and he mixes it with animals and he makes viruses. He helps increase their transmissibility, you know, so they could become a pandemic. I mean, wouldn't you guys boo me off the mic? Yeah, or I mean,
what would think?
What would think?
You locked up. Yeah, get him out of here.
Well, and he, by the way, even when he makes mistakes, huge mistakes, like we've got a video of him saying at a virology conference, because he loves to hear himself speak, last summer, he said, you know, when you run that PCR test, it's 35 cycles or higher, you get a bunch of dead nucleotides and debris, and it's all false positives. Well, he must have forgotten he told everybody to run the PCR, it's 40 cycles, right? And then we have another one. I just found this little treasure. A reporter who actually was strangely curious, because none of them are right now, but this reporter asked him if he was getting a COVID test. And he said no. And she said, well, why not? He said, well, I don't have any symptoms. She said, well, you're asking everybody else in the United States of America who doesn't have symptoms to get a test. And then he can't stand being challenged. You know, he doesn't know what to say when people start asking those questions. It's just a beautiful interview. And, of course, it never made any of the mainstream media. So he lies sometimes when the truth fits better. And then he comes up with interesting reasons for lying. When he said, don't wear masks. Well, that was a little white lie because he wanted to make sure all the health professionals had masks, right? Well, can you tell us when you're telling the little white lies and when you're telling the truth? Because I'm having trouble keeping up.
Let me get Dr. Artis in on this. Dr. Artis, I love it. Would you have, I would imagine you have a stockbroker that you trust and what have you. Can you imagine Dr. Fauci being your stockbroker, right? You got to buy this stock. Well, not that, but I really didn't mean that one. And I told you to buy it when it was at 3, but you waited till it was at 4. I mean, the guy can't make up his mind as to what really works, what's really protecting us. And, you know, you are on a mission to inform people. But people don't trust the government. They don't trust the medical industry anymore because of all this information that we were told we had to listen to. I'm going to ask you a really stupid question. What's with the masks? Once and for all, what's with the masks?
You're going to ask me about the masks? Okay, I mean, I'll answer it. But one of the greatest demonstrations, I think, came from American frontline doctors, Lee Merritt, MD. And she's done several videos explaining, as a surgeon, she's worn masks for over 30 years to do surgeries and has never been taught, told in any medical institution and any training for surgery that these are protective from viruses or the spread of viruses. They have never been ever proven to effectively reduce viruses. And I just have to point this out. The most obvious issue is the masks, these surgical masks, not the cloth masks, they're even worse, but these actual surgical masks that we're being told to wear, They allow particles that are up to the size of 3 microns to pass through them. That's what they're registered to do. The actual coronavirus, COVID-19 virus, is 0.125 microns. It goes right through there and right back in, right through the mask. It's not designed to protect against particles.
Brian, you one thing we got to do here, doctors, we have to understand, we have to know, as Dr. Popper pointed out, you have to know when Fauci's telling the truth. And that's our fault as Americans for not discerning, because when he said, you shouldn't wear a mask, you shouldn't. And it was on 60 Minutes, and the 60 Minutes host said, a lot of people are watching this. Are you sure? You shouldn't wear a mask. You shouldn't wear. But then a little bit later, you should wear a mask. And what we as Americans, we need to know when he's like doing signals. He's doing like pump fakes and stuff. He's like a good baseball manager in the dugout. Some signals are fake signals, Brian, and we have to learn how to speak Fauci.
I'll tell you, I was asked on Newsmax.
Well, hold on a second. Clark, to your point, one of the things I talk about on my show a lot is education. We've dumbed down education so much that people can't even think to the level to know, to even ask the question or when something isn't quite right yet. Yeah, and it is up to a bunch of us to really push at it, make sure people do understand the basics. To your point earlier, 2 million people were supposed to be dead by now. Not that I want them dead. But when you make that kind of massive mistake, it's time to sit back and question it. No more reefer madness movies,
My son has to wear a mask at a Christian private school, and they send him to detention if he doesn't wear one, so he just goes to detention all the time. And then whenever I get a chance to give Metro Christian a shout-out on the radio, I always tell him, if you want to send your kids to a school that doesn't use logic, send them to Metro Christian. They know for a fact that the masks don't help, but they just go, it's the policy. It's the law. And you say, actually, it's not the law. It's a mandate from a mayor who's controlled by the deep state based upon the funding from Bloomberg that he received. Well, yeah, but we're just going to do it for 2 weeks. So now you got teachers wearing their masks right here. So it's like, but we want to teach our kids integrity, right? So we say as kids, you need to be an integrous person, which is why I'm wearing my mask as a chin strap, because I'm following the rule of the law to wear the mask or the mandate, but I'm also in defiance wearing it below the chin. So you kids, you have to also learn how to speak Fauci. And it talks about in the Bible, a double-minded person should not be trusted because they're unstable in all their ways.
Right.
That's what my kids are learning. And I frankly hope at some point that my kids get kicked out of that school. And you might say, why are you sending your kids there? My wife and I decided we'd send our kids to school somewhere. We used to homeschool them. And we found that pretty much all of the former homeschool kids that go to private all don't wear masks. They all think it's crazy. Their parents think it's crazy because they use logic. Yeah. And we feel like this is a good opportunity for our kids to learn how to stand up against adversity. And really, it is. I mean, my kids are being strengthened through this process. But it's crazy. They're now sending kids to detention for not wearing masks when they themselves don't wear masks. And if they do, they wear it below the chin. It's just the whole thing is the whole world is learning to speak Fauci, which is double talk.
In California, this conversation around sending child protective services into homes where kids are seen not wearing masks or out and about without wearing masks and sending them, it is just a crazy situation. Clay, I know you got to get rolling here in a few minutes.
Yeah, sure.
You got about a minute here. Quickly tell people how they can get more information.
We have to do here, why we're having this event, folks, again, is there's three reasons. We're having this event. If you go to ThriveTimeShow.com and you click on the conferences button, it's the Health and Freedom Conference. We're hosting the Health and Freedom Conference on April 16th and 17th for three reasons. One, we want to kill the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear does not come from God, and it is coming from these false models, these PCR tests that are falsely calibrated, and from the blocking of 100% effective treatments. So we want to kill the spirit of fear. Two, we want to share the truth, provide some context, like our good friend Pam is doing, about what is going on, to let you see how the pieces of the puzzle fit together. And third, we're going to give America an action plan. And I believe that President Trump, based upon the election results, is the president. I believe that General Flynn, many people consider him to be America's general. And what he's going to do is lay out a specific plan to win this city back, state by state, city by city, town by town, precinct by precinct. And you can stream it live. All you have to do is go to ThriveTimeShow.com, and you click on the conferences button, and our streaming partners, Epoch Times, One America, Right Side Broadcast, Brighteon, are going to be streaming that again April 16th and 17th from 11 a.m. until 9:30 p.m.
All right. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Special show here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. 2-hour special. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?